us once again. I know it's been a while since we've been here, but we're back at it, and it's good with Gary is ready to tackle all the upcoming sports events and everything going on. Big news going on in the sports world. We've got the March Madness Tournament, NFL Lockout, a bunch of other things. We'll get to some of those. Big news in the It's Good with Gary world. Now, I can't go into specifics, but we've got a sponsorship lined up. Got some potential partners that want to get on board. They're on the It's Good with Gary train. Like I've said before, you can't stop it. You can only hope to contain it. Real briefly, I'll talk. You know what? I can't even get into the NFL lockout. There's too much stuff going on with that. We'll talk about it more after the tournament, the NCAA tournament. Once we draw closer to the NFL draft, you just can't do the lockout justice the same weekend that it's the start of the NCAA tournament. That's just not fair, and we won't try to do that. We'll wait till later to really press on that. Let me just say this. I have no sympathy for anybody who's making millions of dollars and can't decide who should get, how they should split other millions. I'm making millions. You're making millions. How should we split the third millions? I don't know. I have very little sympathy for that. Not my thing. Ohio State in a little bit of trouble. So is Oregon. Don't really know what's going on with Oregon. We should hear more about that from the NCAA. But Ohio State, they're suspending Coach Tressel 2 games, fining him $250,000 for knowing and not reporting what happened with the Ohio State Five, Devere Posey, Terrell Pryor, etc. I've been a big Jim Tressel fan. I've said it before. It's disappointing. You know, you come from a place where you look at this guy and have high expectations. You regard him in such esteem as very honorable and man of character. And I'm not saying that he's not, but here he messed one up. And all it takes is one mistake, and your reputation can be down the drain just like that. Tough to say. Should the NCAA do more? Probably. I mean, suspending him for patty cake state and whoever else, you know, like whatever. NCAA should probably step in and do a little more. Won't be surprised if they do that. I think they'll take a little bit of time. We'll see. We'll field some of your thoughts from that as well. Before we get into the tournament, though, let's turn now to another sport that's in season, NASCAR. We're going to go to our NASCAR insider, Jeremy West. Jeremy, thanks for joining us. You know, before we get into all the other stuff with NASCAR, you know, they instituted a new point system this year. How do you see that impacting the sport and what's going on, how will play out over the course of the season?
Well, the new point system, this year's what I think about it, honestly, is I think it's going to be harder for people to rebound from a bad finish. You know, the old point system, it kind of favored the top five, top ten,
right,
the way the point system was set up before. But now, there's really no gap. The only kind of people that's going to favor is the winner of the race.
Right. Well, and in respect to that, this weekend, Bristol, one of the favorite tracks because it's such a short one. How do you see that one playing out? Who do you have winning in Bristol?
It's going to be a big deal as far as, you know, the early go-around. Drivers who's at the top now, they got to keep it that way. They got to stay clean, got to stay out of trouble. They're not going to be able to have as many DNFs, as many crashes. They got to finish good. That's the bottom line now.
Well, who do you have winning at Bristol this weekend?
As far as Bristol this weekend, I would have to say, you know, Bristol's a track that favors aggressive drivers.
Right.
For the most part, but the trick is you can't get too aggressive at Bristol. You have to be able to keep your car clean, and that's going to be the big key. With 50 to 100 laps to go, start looking for the guys who's got the car to get got the cleanest cars on the track. Don't have a lot of damage. So that's number one. But the guys who can keep their car clean to the end of the race, if guys like Tony Stewart, Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, Carl Edwards, maybe even Ryan Newman, they got a lot more, they're a little bit more aggressive as far as getting down into the corners. And that's going to be the guys to watch at the end of the race.
So if you have to pick one as a winner, who's it going to be? Well, just a minute ago, you were talking about some of the things that were going to make an impact in the new system. You said not finishing, et cetera, and I know that's been a problem for certain teams in particular. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has had a few issues with that, and as the fan favorite, that's who everybody wants to see win. And everyone, you know, it's getting to the point where, look, if you're not going to do it now, when are you going to do it? How do you see Junior finishing this year, and will he ever get it together?
You know, I think he's going to step up this year a little bit, but he's not going to be – I don't really have him predicted to be a big-time chase contender for the championship. I think he'll make the chase this year. And I actually have him – I believe he'll win probably two races at best. I don't look for him more than three this year. But he'll definitely be an improvement on this year. He seems like he's a little more focused than he has been in the past.
Well, it's like the same
old. We'll see how that unfolds.
That's like the same old song and dance every year. I mean, I'm more focused this year, and then year in and year out. When's the last time he even won a race? You know, I mean, I feel like we've heard this before. And as a guy that likes Dale Jr., I know I'm getting to the point where it's like, well, maybe I just need to pick a new driver.
Right. I understand what you're saying. That's, you know, I talk a lot to Junior fans that, you know, they kind of feel the same way right now about him. And I don't know, obviously he's never going to be what his dad was, but it's going to be an issue. Can he be good enough to keep his dad's fans and his fans in general, if he can keep them around or not? I mean, he's definitely got to step up his game. He's the most popular driver in the sport, and he really hasn't done anything that's been spectacular.
Well, let me ask you this. Speaking of spectacular, who will be Mr. Spectacular this year in NASCAR? Who's going to win it all? Will Jimmy Johnson win again? Is there somebody else to watch for? I know it was a close chase down to the wire last time. Who do you have winning it all, and who else should we be watching for?
Okay, this year's – I'm going out a little bit on a limb this year, but Johnson, I can almost guarantee, will not win – the sixth championship this year. He will not win it.
Why is that?
He'll finish probably in the top five, but I would say the new point system is the biggest key. And I say that because in the past few years, earlier in the season, he just kind of sat back, let things go. As long as he stays in the mark for the chase, kind of content with that. Then
right.
When the chase picks up, he really steps it up and does what he has to do. Well, he don't have that comfort zone this year. You know, like I said before, with the new point system, I just don't think that you can have bad finishes or mediocre finishes and be able to come out, you know, doing as well whenever it comes time for the chase. You really got to step your game up early on this year.
Well, who are you going out on a limb to pick as the winner or the top contenders?
My number one pick is Tony Stewart. The reason that I think Tony Stewart is going to be the guy to watch this year is he's looking at his second year as being an owner now for his car.
Right.
And he's just one of these guys. I think he's out to prove a point. You know, nobody said that. It was unbelievable that not only did he make it into the chase last year and did really well overall last season, but his driver Ryan Newman did as well. I think both cars will make the chase again this year, and I look for Tony Stewart to be the champion.
Well,
the other two drivers to watch for is Carl Edwards and Matt Kenseth.
Yeah, Carl Edwards has been running good so far.
Yes, he's probably been one of the most impressive. Short of the Phoenix catastrophe for him, he would be your points leader right now.
Right.
I can guarantee you that. And Paul Edwards and Matt Kenseth both had their cars pretty well dialed in later in the season last year. And Ralph Racing just didn't do what Ralph Racing normally can do. And in the past, where they have an off year, they rebound big time in the year following. And Carl Edwards is definitely going to be focused on trying to win the championship.
All righty. Well, Jeremy, thanks for joining us so far. But before I let you go, I have got a few other fans who are they're followers of Jeff Gordon and Mark Martin. In just 30 seconds to a minute, give me your thoughts on what we can expect from them over the rest of the year and how the season will play out for them.
Well, I see Jeff Gordon winning more races this year. He's already won one, and seems like he's pretty focused this year. I think Jimmy Johnson having five in a row, I think it's kind of bothering him a little bit. So he's going to try to prove a point, but I don't think he's going to finish in the top five for points this year. But he'll definitely win races. Mark Martin, there's no one else that you can say is a sentimental favorite for winning the championship. And he could be a big-time contender. He might be. He's actually, I got him as an upset for the championship this year.
Well, let me ask you this.
Look at his performance at Daytona. It was ridiculous. He fell down three laps, involved in the big one, and rebounds back, finishes on the lead lap, almost has a chance to win the race, him and Tony Stewart, and ends up ninth, I believe.
A couple quick questions. How long does Mark Martin have left in him?
Well, Mark Martin is, this year's his last year as far as Hendrick Racing is concerned. He's got two good years left in him. Full season. I would not be scared to say he can go five full seasons
and
be a very competitive driver.
If he wins this year, does he go out on the win?
If he wins this year, that's going to be hard to say. I don't know. Have you seen an interview with that guy lately? He loves the race.
Well, he's like 60 years old. Give me an answer right now. If he wins this year, does he retire? Yes or no?
You know, I don't think he would. I really don't. Oh. And whether he wins or not this year's another out on a limb prediction, but I would not be surprised if you see him back in the number six car next year. Full time.
All right, well, you heard it here first. Regardless of what happens, expect to see Mark Martin again next year. Jeremy, thanks for joining us. I appreciate having you on.
You're welcome.
We'll hear back from Jeremy more later as the race season continues and NASCAR carries on through their season. Well, there you have it. We just heard from Jeremy, got his insight on what's going on in the NASCAR world. We'll have more from him, a couple-minute segments in the coming weeks as the races continue. Let's turn now to the NCAA tournament. You know, one of the things that I'm kind of intrigued about, everyone in college football says, well, college basketball can have this tournament. Why can't college football have a tournament? So the question becomes, well, who's got the best postseason? Is the NFL playoffs or the Super Bowl the best postseason? I can't say that the NBA or NHL has half those teams make it in. That bothers me. But the World Series might be, the baseball playoffs might be a great postseason just based on the exclusivity of it. College basketball is a great postseason, but as a whole, but it's not an epic final game like, say, the NFL playoffs are, or the bowl season is, even the way it is in college football. Question posed to us is, how about picking your favorite team in the tournament? Well, first of all, look, I'm picking Duke to win it all, because if you look at what they've done all year long, yes, they've had some rough spots, but they've looked pretty solid every time they've stepped on the court. I'll take them to win the whole thing. As far as other picks are, college basketball is not my specialty, not my forte. Not saying I can't give you some thoughts, just not my forte. I'll stay out of it. But if you're picking your favorite, that's fine. pick your favorite. If you, for instance, if you live in Gainesville and you want to pick Florida to win it all, that's fine. Pick Florida to win it all. That way, if they do win it all, you can say, I picked Florida to win it all. But if Florida loses in the first round and your whole bracket gets messed up, don't come crying to me because, well, I picked my favorite team. That's why I lost my bracket, my pool, blah, blah, blah. No, I don't want to hear it. If you wanna pick your favorite, you win with your favorite and you lose with your favorite. That's just how it works. Another question. What if your team was going to be one and done? Those bubble teams. I have no sympathy for the bubble teams. Well, we could have got in Virginia Tech, blah, whatever. Who cares? If you're not a top 4, 5, 6 seed at most, you're not going to make it to the Final Four or compete in the national championship. So it doesn't matter. Why don't you just bow out gracefully and go to the NIT and win that and get some publicity that way, help yourself out on the recruiting basis? I don't know. I think that NCAA tournament is a really good thing, and by the time that you guys hear this, first round will be halfway over, if not all the way over. But I think there's some issues with it. I'm just going to go out on record, though, and say if you have a hyphen in your name, I like you, and I'm pulling for you. If you have a hyphen in your name, you're good in my book. As far as other sports, look, there's a lot of other stuff going on, but we're just going to keep this comeback, welcome back short. Know that there's going to be we're going to have a baseball preview coming up. We're going to talk about what you can expect from each team going forward next season. We're going to give you some predictions, some winners. Everybody on the team will give you their thoughts, their picks on each division, wild card, World Series, MVP, not Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, etc. So stay tuned for all of that. If you have a bracket, let me know who you picked to win it all. Let me know who you got, how many you get right, etc. We'll compare brackets and we'll see who did better. Like I said, college basketball is not my forte, but you know, it's always a good friendly competition. Thanks for joining us this long. I know it's been a while since we've been here, but hey, stick around, stay tuned. In the coming weeks, we'll have more details on an upcoming sponsorship with It's Good with Gary and a future partner. And there will be lots of other things going on in the sports world as college basketball winds down, NFL draft and lockout comes up, baseball gets started, a lot of good things going on, NBA and NHL playoffs as well. Thanks for joining us again. Have a good one.